Tonight, my name's Kate Delaney. Coming up on this show, we'll preview what's coming out this week in Washington. Also, happy Veterans Day to many of you who serve, thank goodness, to protect what we have here in the United States. Some of you saw incredible action. Others still are in the thick of it, as they say. And hats off once again, and thank you for your service. Coming up in our next show, we're going to honor several of those veterans and tell you their stories, including one Green Beret who lost both of his legs and has moved on incredibly well in his life and has helped many, many other people and is busy, busy on the job. And also some of the things that are happening now to make that complete transition from Afghanistan. Remember, 2014, that's it. We're done, leaving behind just a small contingent in that country. And speaking of Afghanistan, an apology over Benghazi, we'll talk about that. Chris Christie was part of the Sunday Swirl. I call that the talking heads, the conversation all about politics. If you flip on the tube on any of the stations in the morning, some of the cable networks, and of course, the big three, that's what you'll get. So Chris Christie was part of the show, and his reaction to Time Magazine having a silhouette of him on its cover and calling him the elephant in the room. Plus, at the tail end of this Hour of America tonight, a re-rack of what happened in the NFL. We do this thing called Nail the Score once a week for a couple of segments in our Wednesday into Thursday morning show, really, third hour. And the Nail the Score game was New Orleans and the Cowboys. So how did anybody nail the score? How did everybody fare? We'll find out. I can tell you New Orleans in Sunday night action slammed the Dallas Cowboys 49-17. Speaking of being slammed, boy, the Philippines. You see the shots coming out of the Philippines and you realize when they said an incredible typhoon was headed that way and warned, predicted, got over 800,000 people as far away as possible in an evacuation effort, you certainly know that the weather shots, the forecasting did not lie. It's just awful. They think maybe the number, the round number that keeps coming out is 10,000 people. In this country, we have a lot of people who have transitioned from the Philippines and live here. And the Filipinos in the U.S., of course, are praying for all those family members because many had lots of family still back on the islands. And this typhoon, Hainya is what they're calling it, is just smashed the people's lives there. Central Philippines is where we're talking about. And it's pretty bad. There's a lot of humanitarian aid going that way. I mean, that's the good news is immediate response. We have Marines that are helping to do whatever they can that were immediately deployed. But it's nasty stuff, without a doubt. I mean, just awful stuff. You know, growing up in the East Coast in New York, there are lots of nooks and crannies of really sweet, nice Filipino people who are glued to televisions and their restaurants and bakeries and places where they're working. There's even an area they call Little Manila. And that's what people have been doing, trying to find out anything they can, because naturally you're not getting through to the people there as they're in the middle of this, at least some of them in the Cebu province, which is where they were hit the worst. I mean, that was right in the storm's path. So they don't have water, power, they need supplies, all of what you would think would happen when you're hit with 200-mile-an-hour winds and water, and just imagine turning on a blender and pushing it and having it rock right off of its cradle. That's what it was like. I mean, the way it churned, it's that churning thing. The strong winds and smacking against the windows and the electrical wires fall, and then people, of course, get electrocuted, and it's a bad, bad situation. So they tried to get as many people off the areas that they could, get them out of the areas, as many as they possibly could. But you could only do so much in a short amount of time. So the good news is some people got out. Some they're searching for so far. They say about 1,000 definitely they can confirm that are dead. They're hoping that maybe those numbers, sometimes the numbers are inflated and too high, and maybe those numbers actually will be a lot lower than predicted, which would be terrific if that were the case. And we don't see that 10,000 people were certainly sucked up in this terrible typhoon in the Philippines. Awful, awful stuff. And talking about the situation with Iran and the fact that they're not happy with some of the language over what the sanctions are and whether or not uranium enrichment will be reduced, it remains to be, I think, one of the big questions. And this has been a power shift because on this show, you certainly know, I had no use, if you've ever listened to me, for Ahmadinejad and his regime. I think he was incredibly anti-American and would do whatever he cared to do and could care less about how America would perceive or see him. I still remember him being down in the area where 9/11 just ripped up so many lives and him making comments about the U.S., inviting this kind of thing to happen and whatnot. I thought, well, why is he even in this country? So he's gone. That's the old era. Now you have Rouhani, who is in his place, and there was some hope and optimism that the new Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, would be a much different flavor than Ahmadinejad. And he said on Sunday that his country would not be pushed to stop enriching uranium. And in talks between Iran and six Western nations, they broke up. There was no deal that's actually been cut over the former nuke program. So they're trying to assure, I think Rouhani is trying to ensure critics that they won't be making sweeping concessions in the negotiations in Geneva. And they're scheduled to resume on November 20th. They say it's a red line. Rouhani says it's a red line that can't be crossed, talking about uranium enrichment, and we know that that's part of the whole thing for nuclear warheads. Some people think we need to stay out of the fray when it comes to Iran. Others say, are you kidding? How could you possibly let that floodgate maybe kick all the way open on our watch? We're not going to solve that here in one segment of America Tonight. Coming up, our weekly re-rack. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
People that are lined up on all issues, you know, all issues related to it, all sides of this. Anytime there's any kind of a shooting, a mass shooting, whether it's the LAX situation where you had someone with an assault rifle, luckily it wasn't as bad as it could be, although one death is one too many, or the horrific school shootings, then it opens up more conversation about guns and rights and all that sort of stuff. So Ted Johnson's in our virtual green room right now. He's a former government employee and a gun enthusiast. He's got a new book out, The Second Amendment Controversy Explained, and it goes deep, deep, deep. He really peels back the onion on this into some details about the arguments for each of the positions. And, of course, the Second Amendment and the documents and the reasoning and all of that. Ted, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
What was it that drove you to write this book? Is it because that you like guns? You hear the arguments I'm talking about? You wanted to go deeper and clarify some things? What drove you to write the book in the first place?
Well, I was shooting at a public shooting range in Indiana. And after I had finished my shooting, I went and passed a sign that I had not seen there before saying, Indiana State handgun license required to shoot handguns. And they had recently put up that sign, so I figured they recently passed the law, but it turned out I found that I had been committing a misdemeanor for many years by shooting at that range.
Wow.
By the way, the statute of limitations is over with now, so I can confess my crimes without fear of retribution.
Yeah, there you go.
But so it was a personal thing. I said,
yeah.
No, there's Some say it's only for the militia-related people, and some say it's individual rights. You know, what on earth is going on here?
Yeah.
So that's what started. It was a personal. And once I started accumulating, the data I had, and I said, hey, this is interesting stuff. So I decided to document it. And that's how it came about.
Do you think there's a right or wrong in this? I mean, people are passionate, there's no doubt, for decades about it.
There is, I'll put it this way, it's ideological. It goes along with whether you believe the Constitution is a living, breathing, changing document at the whim of whatever politician wants it to say, or whether you believe that it's that it means what it says and is changed only by the amendment process. So you got those two ideological, approaches to the thing. And I can, as I put in the book, there was no controversy at all about whether the Second Amendment was an individual right until 1941. It was an individual right assumed, practiced right on up until that point in time. And in 1941, the First Circuit Court had a case where a bad guy had a revolver, and they were trying to say, well, he shouldn't have had that revolver to help him do his bad deeds. And so basically, they looked to a Supreme Court case that was 2 years earlier, said the Supreme Court did not mean what it said. And it only addressed, in that Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court only addressed the issue for that particular case and didn't give a general rule, whereas the Supreme Court said basically that if a arm can be used by the military, that is protected by the Second Amendment. A weapon can be used by the military, it's protected. And the weapon was under consideration at the Supreme Court case was a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
The First Circuit Court said, well, sawed-off shotguns are useful in trench warfare. And so we've got to find some, Supreme Court couldn't mean what it said. So they said, well, we've got to find some other way of judging these things. And so they came up with the idea that, well, if you're using a weapon in direct support of the militia, then it's protected. Otherwise, it's not.
Mm.
So 1941 is where it began.
1941. And then, of course, through the years, we've seen other challenges and discussions over it. And as I mentioned at the top, whenever there's any horrific mass shooting or lone gunman, let's say, who goes and to a school or a public place or whatever it is, then it reignites the argument. And as you also know, Ted, it varies from state to state. I mean, do you think in this research that you've done that in one sense, state rights are always going to trump what happens federally? Because in one way, I don't think they want to touch too much federally. It's a hot potato, and it's easier to kind of, spout things off and toss it around.
Well,
like you saw what happened with the assault ban the second time around. I don't know that we'll ever have straight across the board a federal law that trumps what's already in the Constitution. What do you think?
Well, actually, it's interesting you bring that up. Number one, the Supreme Court has very recently ruled that the Second Amendment applies to local and state governments in addition to the federal government. That was a case brought against the city of Chicago about their draconian.
Oh, yeah.
So, So it is now, by a split decision, 5-4, that the Second Amendment applies to local and state governments in addition to the federal government. And another thing is that these gun control people ignore the many, many, many times, the firearms are used by citizens in defense of themselves and their families and their property.
Right, right. And overwhelmingly, a lot of those cases don't get reported.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, when we hear it, it's a big deal.
Many times that's without firing a shot.
Right. It's just having the weapon.
That's right.
Yeah, having the weapon. Do you, you know, in looking at this and then looking back at documents and supporting it and whatnot, did you come across anything that was just so utterly confusing? You think, well, of course, it's, you know, one of the things your book, the title says, explained. You talk about court cases. You mentioned 1941, and then also government people discussing the news summaries, the incidents, and the uses of firearms. What did you find that was interesting among government types?
Well, there's really quite a few. for instance, you can go to a Supreme Court case early on that basically said that none of the rights in the Bill of Rights applied to the states, for example. Mm-hmm. And that since has been discredited, but nevertheless, you can find that as a court case. And the Second Amendment has been plucked out of that particular case. As they see here, the Supreme Court says the Second Amendment does not apply to the states.
Yeah.
But that's cherry picking, and it's basically dishonest reporting when you look over the subsequent happenings.
Yeah.
But the one disappointing thing is the Supreme Court in the last couple of cases dealing with the Second Amendment, the decisions were split 5-4. There were four Supreme Court justices that said, no, it's a collective right. You can look at their reasonings, and they really don't hold up to a literal reading of history and of the various court cases and so forth. It's very disappointing. So even though we have these Supreme Court decisions coming down, as I am convinced, on the right side of the Second Amendment, you still have four Supreme Court justices clinging to the collective right.
Right, and if there is a change in the Supreme Court, of course, it could go in a different direction, which is always the concern about what could happen there. Ted Johnson, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Second Amendment
Controversy Explained. People can get that at Amazon?
Yep.
Amazon, that's the place to get it, or Barnes & Noble, any place where books are sold, I'm sure. Ted, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Walks barely down the street, ooh, way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the dark waves, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
Another one bites the dust. That could be the theme for our next segment as we make the final turn when we talk a little football. But before we get there, it's time to find out what you had to say over the weekend. Once again, the mailbag was full to the brim. So let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one comes to us from Al, listening in Wisconsin. Must be listening through the stream. You can always listen to us that way. And Al says, hello, Kate Delaney. I have to tell you, I am just so tired of this healthcare conversation. I give you credit because it's not the complete theme of your show. For many of the people that I'm listening to on the radio, that's all they're talking about. And yeah, I get it. It affects us and all of us and all of that and what's going to happen to our premiums. But at some point, man, we have got to move on. Well, I agree with you in one sense. At some point, we have to move on. But the problem is, it is the great divider in this country. And this is where we're really starting to see the separation of, if you've got serious jack, you're in the money, you're not caring, you're not thinking about it. I mean, no offense to anyone else, but it's not a worry, right? And your health care isn't a worry because you got plenty of money to pay for it. If you're on the poor slope, I mean really poor slope, now I suppose you'll be eligible for a no premium kind of policy, but you have to really qualify for that. So we're talking about what's the rest of your life like, where are you living? And for the rest of the people out there, it's that middle class, we're jamming you in the middle, and you're paying more, frankly. That's what it is. You're paying more for your coverage. And is it better coverage? Is it worth the coverage? You know, that's the deal. What the party line is the coverage is better. So you're getting better coverage. But here's the problem. When you're in the middle class, you're still not, it's not like you're spitting money. So you might be on a fixed budget. You might be stretching your budget. And do you really have $40, $50, $60 or more to add to health care? Because then remember, that's $60 a month, 60 times 12. I just had this conversation with my aunt, and her perspective actually was interesting. She said if she had to pay more to help some other people, in one sense, it was worth it. It made her feel good. But she's on a fixed income. She's retired. And she said that normal test, eye test, that she would go and get. Now she goes to get them, and instead of it being, I think it was like $30 with the insurance, she has the insurance coverage, the extra coverage, all of that. It was going to be another $40. So it's going to cost more. And there was office visits that were going to cost more. So she was definitely in the category of, okay, so now you are going to pay more. You're going to pay more for your visits, for specialty visits to doctors and whatever else, co-pays and et cetera. That's the deal. And how many people can afford to do that? What if you've got kids? What if you're in a situation, like I said, of super, super fixed income? It's not great. It's not great when you're hanging on and hoping that it was status quo and it goes up just a little bit, not $40, $50, $60. $60 is a lot. For a lot of people, that is going to be a game changer. But there's no relief for that person because they don't qualify for the no premium. So they take the fine, they keep insurance, but now, and most of them want to keep their insurance, so they have to pay more for their insurance. So I understand how people feel, definitely, and this is why it is such a big deal to talk about it. All right, here's one coming to us from Tom, and Tom says, "Hi, America, tonight I have a question, and my question is, in looking at all these sign-ups, what do you think the numbers are going to be when they come out? The administration is releasing those figures. Do you predict that they're going to be pretty bleak?" I do predict they're going to be bleak, but what is bleak is, remember, the push was, hey, these numbers are going to be huge. So many people are going to run, and they're going to sign up, and they couldn't sign up. So the numbers will be lower than forecasted, for sure. It's kind of like with stocks. Analysts forecast what the earnings report is going to be for a certain stock, and then the earnings report is disappointing. And when it comes out and it's disappointing, then the market tanks a little bit sometimes if there's enough stocks that are down. So morally, I guess here, or morale-wise, not even morally, morale-wise, I think people will tank when they find out how many people have signed up for the insurance. And you got to look at what, you know, what are the insurance, who are the insurance companies in the marketplace? What's the insurance that's going to be offered? And this is why people losing their existing health insurance because of Obamacare are upset, frankly. I mean, are they getting their Blue Cross, Blue Shield? You know, are they getting the insurance that they want, or are they being forced onto another program that they, frankly, don't like? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on where you work, and it depends on how big your family is, and a couple of other factors that would ultimately play into that. Here's one from Michael, and Michael says, I don't know if you saw this or not, Kate. I was happened to be looking at some BBC news, and I saw that there were riots about visas. I'm not sure what the whole story was. It was somewhere in Saudi Arabia, and somebody was actually killed in the middle of this. I think some people were injured as well. Do you have any more information on it? I have a brother that lives there. The information that I saw was on the wire was that it was a really poor area, so depending that where your brother is, hopefully not in this area, that they've actually been cracking down there. There've been a bunch of problems there. So they had riot gear on. They had the security guys that were trying to get rid of the large crowds in the streets because they were throwing stones and rocks, and there was definitely the people versus the police. And there were a couple of people that were killed, and there were a bunch of people that were injured. And part of the reason is in this one neighborhood, people were picked up because of a whole bunch of noise and disturbances, and there was a clash of what seems to be, and this is can be a problem in some of these areas, is you had foreign workers, they say, who were Africans who were clashing with the people who lived in the district, and so this has happened before. And what happens with the whole visa thing is they come in, and who do you think they're working for? The oil companies. So they're cheap labor. They come in and they're imported workers, and now they've cut the foreign labor force, so that's reduced the problems with the visas. I mean, that's cut things in half, and there's more, they say, jobs for Saudi citizens. So you've got this 7-month amnesty deal for the foreigners, because what do they have to do? They have to rectify their visa status or leave the country, get out of the country, which means you've got hundreds of thousands of people who have to exit, and you've got a situation where you have that amount of people somewhere in the neighborhood that their visas are expiring on Monday. So there's a crackdown, and that's why they're arresting people, because they're trying to stay. They're trying not to go back, I guess, some of them, and they're not getting their visas extended. So that's what that's all about. That's the reason for the problems, because they were cut from their jobs. Their visas aren't being extended from the oil jobs they had, and some of them don't want to go back. And, of course, the oil companies, they're trying to protect their profits. I know, shocking, isn't it? Okay, let's see. Here's another one from, and this one comes to us from Jake in Texas. And Jake says, Kate, I am so tired of the politics that are just the same thing over and over again. It really feels that way to me. And, you know, I don't hate politics. It just seems like we're talking about the same things and going down the same path. I don't know if it's changed, because everybody in history, when they don't like an administration, says, oh, well, we need change and we need better people and we need fresh faces and better values. But does it ever really work out? I mean, how much have we said that over the course of the last couple of years? Now there's all this conversation about Chris Christie and whether or not he will be the Republican nominee for president. Do you think he's the fix for the GOP? I don't know that he wins the primary. I mean, he's popular in New Jersey, and there are people that would absolutely elect Chris Christie. But are there enough of those people in the primary to vote for him? That answer's up in the air. 2016 is a little bit of a distance between now and then. And he's getting his 15 minutes plus, but I'm not so sure about it. I think he definitely has political aspirations to run for president, but would he actually win the primary and be the Republican nominee? I'd say that's a very, very big question mark. NFL Rerack next on ATN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Second and 10 of the Texan 19. Straight drop back for Palmer. Gets drilled as he throws near side into the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown by Andre Roberts. Palmer took a shot, but completed it to Roberts for a huge touchdown.
Quick throw left side. Demaryius Thomas has it with blockers out in front. DT's on the loose inside the 25-20. You can count it. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Denver.
RG3 out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. He throws a fade back.
Big rush, steps up to avoid it, dumps it over the middle, caught by Tavon, head of steam, 30, 40, 45, Aldi. 30, back, he's in the clear,
house call.
And there goes Tavon Austin at the end zone for the third time today. That's an 81-yard touchdown, and this is a coming-out party for the rookie from West Virginia.
Keep dancing, it's your end zone.
Third and six from the 46, Breeze wants it all, throwing deep for Stills, Stills makes the catch at the three, and walks in for the touchdown, and he's still gets into the act on a 52-yard touchdown strike. He beat Jeff Heath for the score.
McCown leans in. Now he moves up towards his line, checks his protection. Signals to his right, now leans in. He's got the football. McCown gives it to Forte. He is hit and taken down by Nick Fairley. Two-point conversion denied. The Lions still up 21-19.
Dalton keeps it down the right side toward the end zone. Knocked up in the air.
Oh, man!
A deflected ball winds up in the hands of A.J. Green. The clock hits zero. A 52-yard Hail Mary is answered as Andy Dalton does have the arm into the wind. And now an extra point by Mike Nugent. Good for force overtime.
Unbelievable.
Sean Kessel Johnson takes the snap. Pressure coming. Fitzpatrick is going to get hit. Sacked! He lost the ball. It's grabbed by Will Blackman. He's going back the other way. Touchdown. Take away. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Victory for
they have not run for a long time.
For the first time for head coach Gus Bradley, who grabs his first win as the Jaguars head coach. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Jacksonville finally beating Tennessee in a crazy finish, 29-27. Philly rolled over Green Bay, 27-13. That NFC East gets kookier and kookier. It is a weak, weak division. Traditionally, a lot of people look for the NFC East to be strong, but it certainly isn't this time around. It's a question of who wants it the most in the end, but how strong would they be in the playoffs? Detroit beat Chicago barely, 21-19. Seattle was all over Atlanta, 33-10. Pittsburgh, not surprisingly, knocked off Buffalo, 23-10. The Giants come up with another win. They beat Oakland, 24-20. How about St. Louis rips Indianapolis, 38-8. Not even a contest, another laugher of a game. It just shows you the differences, too. Carolina beats San Francisco. You know what here with the score is? 10-9. 10-9. You know when I say nail the score? Scores are all over the place, right? Arizona beat Houston 27-24. And Denver knocked off San Diego 28-20. Our nail the score game, New Orleans and the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody nailed the score. Nobody even came close because New Orleans ripped Dallas 49-17, 49-17. And most of the guesses, like my guess was New Orleans 27-20. Most thought that it would be a little bit close. And there were even a couple people that picked the Cowboys. So not the Cowboys, and it was not close. Like Sharon B. said New Orleans 28-17. Dan in Texas said New Orleans 29-17. I said like I told you, 27-24. RC in Illinois said Saints 34-27. So anyway, no one nailed the score. Maybe you can nail the score next time around. Don't forget we do it in our Thursday AM early show, third hour. Last couple of segments. You can call us or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Matt, it was a laugher of a Sunday night game. Dallas was certainly weak against New Orleans. They weren't really in this from the very beginning. I mean, they killed them. I think I saw a stat where the Saints had 40 first downs. That just tells you the story right there. It was kind of a weird week for football where you either had an extreme blowout or sometimes a low-scoring game and it was really close. But there were a few blowouts this week.
There are a couple of blowouts, but I think overall there are a lot of really good close games. Just for finishes, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember I was coming down here to work when that Hail Mary happened. I was about to leave, and the Hail Mary happened, so I had to stick around for a little bit and watch the outcome of that. And I still don't understand. I mean, I know it's 4th-and-2, and you think if you get the first down there, you're probably going to win the game. But why not kick the field goal from there and then try to stop them? I just don't understand that on the Cincinnati's. You get a gift on that Hail Mary where the Ravens defender was not knocking the ball down, which is what you're taught on every Hail Mary play. If you're a defender, knock the ball down. And he tipped it up in the air, and AJ Green's just sitting there in the end zone by himself. Other than that, you had the Bears and the Lions going down to that 2-point conversion with Matt Forte getting stuffed. Carolina, San Francisco, that was a tight game. That was 10-9, I think, Carolina yeah. came up on top. Yeah. So there were some good games. And then my Vikings, who, as per par with the course, when you want them to lose so you can get a top draft pick, they win.
I know, and that game was the first one out of the shoot, and I picked the Vikings because I'm in a pool, folks, where you just pick straight up. I have a fantasy football team, but where you just pick the games, and I picked the Vikings in that one on Thursday, and man, it's crazy that they beat the Redskins if you were watching that game. They did, though. I mean, they played well when they had to at the very end of the game.
Yeah,
they put up the 6 points.
And I know you know, fans like myself, you know, I think about next year because this year's over. But if you're a player and a coach, there's no way you can play to lose. Like, that's just not even in it as human nature. Like, even me playing beer league softball, I'm never, like, going out there not trying to win, you know? I mean, sometimes the game's over or whatever, but I don't think you can ever, like, try not to win the game. It's just not in human nature, especially when you're a professional athlete. So, as a fan, I'm hoping for a top draft pick, but at the same time, I realize all these guys are trying, they're playing for jobs for next year, coaching for jobs for next year and all that, but I'm still haunted by the fact that RG3 is Redskin, because back in, I think it was 2011, we beat the Redskins at the end of the year, and they end up getting the second overall pick. We got the third, and we're stuck with Christian Ponder still, and they have RG3.
Oh, and can you imagine what a difference that would have made for the Vikings?
Can you imagine RG3 and Adrian Peterson,
backfield? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be great. Yeah, they would be in a much different situation. It's the Monday night game, which wraps up the week, is the Dolphins. They're 4-4, 2-2 away, and they're being hosted by Tampa. Tampa is the worst team, 0-8, 0-4. They're being coached by a coach who used to coach Rutgers, and he's coaching them like a college team. It's terrible, terrible team.
It's another meaty Monday night matchup that nobody cares about. Monday night football, they just don't get any good games.
No, the Sunday night games are much better usually.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, not this time around, but a lot of times they're close and they're just better matchups. And the Matt's right, the Monday night games have just really not been great.
The main reason people do watch Monday night football is for fantasy football, because it's the last two teams, so everyone probably has a player. You know, you have a lot of people that have players on those two teams. Maybe you're down by a couple of points, so you're watching Monday Night Football hoping your guy catches, you know, three or four passes, maybe gets a touchdown, then you can come out on top in fantasy football. Other than that, there's very little interest in the Dolphins-Bucks matchup on Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. There's hardly any at all. No, I mean, the Bucks just, they blew a fourth-quarter lead, four times, and it's last week they lost to Seattle. They could have pulled that one out, so they've had a couple of heartbreakers, I guess you could say. But I don't look for this game to be good at all. I think it's going to be a laugher for sure. If you're going to Monday Night Football, you're going to see your buddies. You're not going to see a great game. There's no question about that. And it's too bad, because it's good to end on a high note, isn't it, usually in the week. But interesting times. Don't forget about the Nail the Score game, as I've now talked about a couple of times. If you want to participate, it's so easy. It's our last two segments, our Thursday morning show, third hour, last two segments. And you can call us or send us your guess. Once we know what the game of the week is, the computer randomly picks it. You pick a team and you tell us the final score. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net.
2 seconds left. Dalton takes the snap. Clock has expired. Dalton heaves the ball for the end zone. A massive body's inside the five. The tip is deflected.
No!
It's caught by A.J. Green on the double deflection for a Bengals touchdown with time expired in regulation.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.